The House Intelligence Committee wants to question the man who ordered the destruction of videotapes that recorded the questioning of two terror suspects. They've sent a letter to the CIA requesting that Jose Rodriguez come to Capitol Hill next week. This is one of multiple investigations of the destruction of the tapes, but not everyone is upset about it. Commentator Tony Blankley argues that the action saved the U.S. from worse reaction than the one after Abu Ghraib.
The political fight over the CIA's decision to destroy its waterboarding video is shaping up as yet another example of Washington getting so lost in politics and legalisms that the national interest gets overlooked almost entirely. As soon as I heard about the destruction of that video, my first thought was, well, finally the CIA has done something right. All I could imagine was that video being leaked to Al Jazeera and from there to YouTube and into the eyes and minds of hundreds of millions of Muslims around the world. Seeing in video action the actual waterboarding would inflame more passion in the Islamic world than the still photographs of Abu Ghraib prison. Ask former Senator George Makaka Allen how much greater the impact is when the embarrassing words and actions stream in living color and full action into the minds of the world via YouTube and similar sites. It would have constituted a catastrophic propaganda defeat for us that would make it yet harder to begin the long process of winning the hearts and minds of currently nonviolent Muslims. And, I suppose it needs to be repeated, the threat of radical Islamic terror attacks will be with us even after George W. Bush has retired. The danger is real, notwithstanding all the partisan passions which currently discount that danger. And a necessary early step in a very long path back to safety requires that we begin to convince the Muslim world we are not their enemy. How would the release of such an inflammatory video help in that vital effort? How can anyone believe that it is in our national security interest to let such a video be seen by the world? And does anyone seriously think that if the thing existed, it would not have been leaked by some CIA employee, whether well-intentioned or malicious? What has happened to common sense? The lawyers in the hearings will, I suppose, sort out whether the CIA was permitted to destroy that incubus of disaster. But whoever did it is owed a debt of gratitude. He or she applied common sense for our common defense. And rather than jockeying for yet another round of short-term Washington political advantage, it is time, and well past time, for everyone in Washington to start doing what that CIA employee did. Think and act for the country. Forget the battle for your power in Washington, and start fighting the battle for our survival in the world.
Tony Blankley is an executive vice president with Edelman Public Relations and a syndicated columnist for The Washington Times.